Dear Lord, thank you for your Son who gave his life for us. Thank you that he took the punishment that was deserving to us. And thank you, Lord, that we can be sure of your promises, that as Christ rose from the grave, rose into glory, through his sacrifice, through his will and his power, we also too will be raised. What is of you, Lord, may the words pierce the hearts and the minds of those here present. What is of Julian, may it vanish. Amen. Today is, as you well know, Good Friday. It was the day, according to the scriptures, the gospels, that Jesus was betrayed by his friends, betrayed by those he loved, betrayed by those that he'd been with for a number of years, producing miracles, loving them, raising the dead back to life, feeding the hungry. The blind saw, the lame walk, the deaf heard. And Peter, one of the perhaps leaders of the apostles, of the disciples, a few hours earlier he said, "Lord, I will never betray you. I would rather go in prison, I'd rather die than betray you." A few hours later, where's Peter? He's gone. Jesus has been betrayed by those he loved, and those he cared for, and those he'd lived with. Now, the crucifixion is something that in our culture we don't really want to think about it too much, and there's a good reason for that. It's barbaric. Before a person was crucified, they'd be whipped with cords that had bits of bone on or bits of metal. They'd be whipped on the backs, and the blood would be pouring, it would be flowing. They'd be dehydrated, they'd be mocked, as we know Jesus was mocked. Jesus had a crown of thorns put in his head. He was humiliated. He was naked. He was stripped of his clothes, as we find in Matthew 25. Dehydrated, his body in shock, convulsing. He was half dead before he got to the cross. On the cross, the nails were dug in through his wrist, through his hand area, put up there. And when he's up there, he had to constantly move up and down in order to be able to breathe. Having to be able to do this for hours and hours in order to be able to breathe. It was humiliating and painful. Peter was pathetic. The Jewish leaders were filled with hate, filled with pride. The Romans were barbaric. But what about Julian? What about me? Well, obviously, I wasn't there. It was 2,000 years ago. I'm 40, coming up 40. So I wasn't there. How could it even involve me? But the fact is, Christ's crucifixion on the cross was necessary because of me, because of my sinful, self-focused actions. Because of my self-centeredness, which pushes everyone else down. Because of my breaking of Christ's commandments. Because of Christ's deep love for me and his desire for me to be reconciled to himself and to God the Father. The innocent died for the guilty. If we look at the picture over there, number 10, you won't be able to see it from where you're sitting, but in there, Jesus is on the cross, and it doesn't matter where you stand, if you stand in front of the picture, to the side of the picture, to the other side, the eyes constantly focus on you. You can't get away from the fact that it is me, that it is you that has put him there. But you see, Jesus went through all of this, suffering, dying on the cross, being humiliated by those around him. Because think, up on the cross, your bodily functions didn't stop. You were certainly dehydrated, but you were there practically naked. Bodily functions kept going. The Romans developed this crucifixion. Well, actually, they enhanced it. It had been around before the Romans. But they did it mainly to humiliate, to have you as your most vulnerable before you died. And Jesus took it for me. He overcame hatred and brutality with love. As he said on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive Julian, for he knows not what he does." There's a light problem that sometimes I do know what I do. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. But Christ died to forgive us of our sins and for our sins when we repent, time and time again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. He gave it to the incomplete, to the broken, to the sinful, to those who haven't got their act together. Those whose self-centeredness overrides everyone else and everything else. He gave it for you and for me. So that through Christ, our life, through his death, our life, may be made complete. We may be made complete. And that we may go out and copy what Christ has done. I pray none of us do end up on a cross. But our lives are to be painful. Our lives are to be moving out of our comfort zone, moving out of our self-Julian zone, in order that we can help other people. And Christ, through his death, has given us that ability through his love. But because it is not the nails that kept Christ up on the cross. He could have come down at any time. It wasn't the nails that kept Christ on the cross. It was love. Amen.